and this reaction wasn't long in coming. For 3 months, during which each day seemed like a century, the Abraham Lincoln plowed all the northerly seas of the Pacific, racing after whales sighted, abruptly veering off course, swerving sharply from one tack to another, stopping suddenly, putting on steam and reversing engines in quick succession at the risk of stripping its gears, and it didn't leave a single point unexplored from the beaches of Japan to the coasts of America, and we found nothing. Nothing except an immenseness of deserted waves, nothing remotely resembling a gigantic narwhal or an underwater islet or a derelict shipwreck or a runaway reef or anything the least bit unearthly. So the reaction set in. At first, discouragement took hold of people's minds, opening the door to disbelief. A new feeling appeared on board, made up of 3/10 shame and 7/10 fury. The crew called themselves out-and-out fools for being hoodwinked by a fairy tale, then grew steadily more furious.